T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, that is a Friday party song. Oh, did someone say it's Friday?
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Yeah! That's what I think. Have a great Friday, you. What is the other thing she says about how did I become such a goddamn good person?
I'm such a good person. Yeah.
She's amazing. God, I love her. Maria Athens, everybody. This week is dedicated to Maria Athens, Anchorage, Alaska's finest.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
Yeah, I can't believe it either. God, I love her so much.
It's hard to believe, really.
I know.
It really is.
It is hard to believe. Did you put like links to that up at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page?
Yes. I put the original story, I think, up.
Great. Yeah, we're also going to need that voicemail to go. People need to have a... Sarah and Vinny, your source for audio from Maria Athens.
Your source for everything, really.
Sure. Right.
It's so intense. I know it's an intense time, but that is very, very intense.
Have a great Friday, mother... I feel like that needs to be on one of your hot buttons. Like, I don't want that to take so much time. Like...
What do you mean? It's on my hot button.
Hit it right now. Do it.
Oh, God. I'm holding my coffee. And yeah, okay.
Just hit the hot
have
button,
a
dude.
Great Friday, you mother...
Yeah, I discovered that I have to put on the hot button after you guys... I realized how much you guys loved it.
Right? Yeah. Right. Just make it available
that
at all
times. Omaha.
Omaha. Oh, you put Omaha on a hot button? No, that's...
It's like... I have only a certain... limit of hot buttons, and I'm like, oh man, do I get rid of fire crotch or what? I'm not sure what to get. You know.
Well, fire crotch is, you need, I think. I wouldn't get rid of that. You know, that's a perennial favorite.
You need to add more hot buttons, is what it comes down to.
Well, there's other banks. I mean, you have to like start organizing in your head where all these things are. The Omahomies, though, they are making a regular appearance on the show. Omaha. Somewhere
in America.
All right. Hey, guys, it's 8:11. It's Friday, in case you haven't noticed.
Oh. Wow. Mm.
Contesting brings us the celebrity trash. Jane is doing a contest. Oh, my God, you guys, it's a contest. It's like at real radio. Hey, here's a contest. Billie Eilish, Jane. Billie Eilish is doing a live stream show called Where Do We Go? Clearly into our offices to Zoom things. Every day this week at 5:05, she's been giving you a code word and a chance to win your way into, you get online access for this Billie Eilish show. So it's not a show where you're going to meet her, see her, but it's as close as we get these days. You'll be sitting in your office or on your iPad in your backyard, wherever you are, watching a really cool Billie Eilish show. So if you want to participate in this, you need to listen to Jane this afternoon, 5:05, listen for the code word. She'll give you all the details. So, there she is. Here is something else that's close to being a show. It is a show. It's just not the kind of rock show you're used to. This is happening all weekend long. It's called SOS, Save Our Stages. And it's a festival. Foo Fighters, Miley Cyrus, Dave Matthews, Jason Mraz. They are among the many, many, many artists who are participating in this to help independent music venues by performing during a 3-day virtual music festival this weekend. So I think tonight, let's see, it starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time, so 5-hour time 1 p.m. our time on Saturday, and it looks like 2 p.m. on Sunday. It's going to be streamed on YouTube. It's an event organized by the National Independent Venue Association. They say there are about 3,000 clubs nationwide, nightclubs that are associated with this National Independent Venue Association. And so some of them will be the beneficiaries of this. This is free. You can tune in, watch it, and go about your merry way and never give them a dime. Or you can make a donation. And if you miss live shows and you want all those venues to be there when all of this is over, mm-hmm. consider it. Consider squeezing some blood out of the stone that is your budget. So, and you know why. It's coronavirus related. And all these people are talking about how important it is for these venues to still be here. So... Jason Mraz is talking about, I started out as a starving artist and now I'm doing my part to help the starving venues.
Right. More than ever, though, think about a band, even the bands that have made it, like the Foo Fighters, they need venues to be there because they don't make money on records anymore. So a record
all the money's in
costs
touring.
Them money to make. And I guess it's the lure that gets you into their next show.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a reason to make new music, but if you're not making money on records, then you're only making it touring, and no one has toured for a year.
Right. I want these things to be around, so I don't know that I'm going to sit and watch this thing. Although, what else am I doing? Maybe I will. But it is something you got to think about. Like, if you want to be able to go see live shows afterward, maybe even if you don't sit and watch it, you throw them some cash.
Did you see your boy Tommy Igo's post on Instagram yesterday about how he can't wait to do a live show again? He's another performer that doesn't really make his money on music. He does shows.
Yeah.
And his post was, and every person who's had a dog sort of knows this, although this dog is particularly sprung. The driver of the car opens the back tailgate and this dog springs out of the back of the car and does a full sprint into the lake right nearby. Like, and he goes, this is me at my next, at the first show back. And I was like, I get it. That feeling where you finally, and if you read his post, he actually, oh, it's a great post. Watch this.
Oh my god, that's so bad dog.
It's like the dog does it in five steps and he's covering a lot of space. He just
leaps from about 20 feet before the edge of the lake and lands in the middle of the lake. I mean, it is.
And it's Tommy saying, you know, this is going to be me at my first show back and I'm not going to want to stop. People are going
to
have to
wait
tell
to get
me.
In there.
Right. It's over time. No, the people have left.
I'm going to guess that's not that dog's first visit to that lake.
No.
Oh, my God. The lake. Oh, we go to the lake. Oh, my God. Put in the car. Quick. Drive. Can you drive any faster? Oh, my God. That's. I could sit and watch that for.
It's beautiful.
5 minutes
Absolutely.
Straight.
Yeah. So Tommy is so also a performer that clearly misses it and can't wait to get back.
Oh, that's hilarious. So anyway, this is happening tonight, tomorrow and Sunday. It's called Save Our Stages. The SOS Fest, and you can look for it on YouTube and, you know, Google it. I'm sure it'll pop right up. Mm-hmm. But lots of big bands and lots of smaller bands, too, all playing and participating in this throughout the weekend. New music today. There's a few things out. There's a ton of country, and there's just a few things of note. So we're just going to quickly go through this. Wildflowers and All the Rest. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. Tom Petty originally wanted his 1994 classic. This is a great album. One of his best albums, and he wanted it to be a double album, and the record company went, nah, pick 12 of those. So it's being released now posthumously as he had originally envisioned it, and so it's called Deluxe. Right. Wildflowers and All the Rest, the deluxe version of his 94 classic. That's available starting today. If you're a big Tom Petty fan, it's a must-have. Tommy Lee has his third solo album out. It's called Andro. It's just called Andro. And here is what that sounds like. Is it heavy on the drums?
Not as heavy as I expected.
Okay. It actually sounds like a drum track.
he's done this type of stuff, electronica stuff before. What I think they were called the Methods of Mayhem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was one of his bands, right?
Mm-hmm. So this isn't his first time doing a solo project that won't sound like Motley Crue.
I think he has Mayhem written right across his torso, doesn't he?
I think so.
Oh, boy. Big words on bodies. Who doesn't love that? Anyway, there you go. That's his third solo album is out. If you just can't get enough Motley Crue and Tommy Lee, this is a big day for you. Here's one that...
slower song. This is called
Pretty
with King L.
L King.
No, it's King L Noir.
King L Noir?
Yeah,
Oh, I thought we were saying L King.
Electronica people.
Yeah, so clever.
You know, he finally came out and told the story. Remember when him and his son fought and his son was like, have more drinks, Dad, Jesus. Yeah. He finally came out and admitted he was drinking like 2 gallons or two of those, what do they call them,
handles?
Mm. 2 handles a day of vodka.
That's too much vodka.
And
I can pick up a half a handle and bring it to a friend's house and that'll last us all night. I mean, that's just...
A couple people.
Sure,
that
yeah.
Seems
four.
Impossible. 2 handles? That's crazy.
It's really, it's you putting it in your coffee. You're just putting a few drinks
of coffee. You're
starting
in the morning
and
you're
right.
going all day, and apparently that's
and
what he was
stopping.
Up to. But he's apparently sober now, which I'm glad to hear because, yeah, that's right. going to kill you. That amount is going to kill you. So,
one more song you want to hear, Sarah.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
This is Post Malone on Tommy Lee. It's called Tommy Lee, the remix. You always talking about it. You say that you're running the body, yeah, but I see that you got a body. Living life like a frog star, pulling up, stretch limousines. So look at me, that cross a feet. I'm double C's all on my feet. I change the color to nipsicle. Your recipe's my body pedal. If you try,
actually sounds like real drums.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, that's what I want to hear from Tommy Lee. I want to hear, you know, kind of a straightforward ride. I don't care about electronica. There was a long list of sort of B-lister music that was coming out today. So Bryn and I went through it, but he had pulled a couple songs from the Vamps. This is their 5th album. They're a British band. And you liked this, so we decided we'd do a little of this. The record is called Cherry Blossom. The band is the Vamps. Here we go.
Here's Chemicals. Now all I ever
see. He sounds cute.
What'd you say?
He sounds cute.
Oh, he
sounds
does
like,
sound
he sounds like a cute boy band. All right, give me another one. Just one more. One
all
more
right, this
the Vamps.
Next song is called Married in Vegas. Be someone else. Found you and I found myself.
Mr. I'm running. Bet your house and I'll call it. I like this. See why you like it, Bryn. All right. So there you go. That's the Vamps. That sounds pretty good. Biba Doobie. She had a song on Alice for a little while there, Coffee for Your Head. This is her first album. She's a Filipino-born British singer, and the name of the record is Fake It Flowers.
Here's the one you guys know her from, Coffee.
Okay. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going. Hey. And here is Care.
That's
oh, my
terrible.
God. Juliana Hatfield is back. It's 1994 again. That's amazing. I expected it to be...
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yeah, Biba Dooba. No, Biba Doobie. All right, give me another one from...
Another one here is Sorry.
Okay. That's cool. I wonder if Jan likes her. Why don't you hear some more songs from her? I like that a lot, so these are good. Here's a couple more things here just really quickly to wrap it up. First of all, T.I. has a record out today. T.I., in my little world, is famous for telling the world that he took his daughter to the gynecologist to make sure she's still a virgin. Ugh. So... And she's a 19-year-old now. Her name is Deja. And this was, I don't know, maybe a year, 6 months ago. I don't know how time works. When he, you know, it was just that he was all defensive about it. Like, you know, this is as though she's his property and he needs to make sure her hymen is intact. Like, oh, my God, it was hideous. She's on this record. So, and the song that she's on is called Deja's Conclusion. I don't know if that's if it's about this, but I guess she's doing a little bit of spoken word.
It's the last
song
on the album, so I guess that's why it's called her
conclusion. Got it. All right.
And here it is.
We are all diamonds reflecting in the light in our own special way. Something strong in our spirits attacks those who feel as though it's filled with everything they have yet to reach. In reality, it has nothing to do with us, because when we truly love ourselves, we can see the truth.
The black is this whole record all inspirational like this?
No, this only the last song is spoken word and his daughter. Everything else is typical T.I. rapping.
Okay, so this record is called The Libra, but each L-I-B-R-A separated by periods. I don't know if it stands for something.
Do you want to hear one of the tracks?
Sure, I want to hear just a regular T.I. track.
Here's one with his son. Can't remember. Is it
Domani? Is this Domani doing the actual rap in here? All right.
Yep.
And then one thing I want to squeeze in, Bryn, Serial Killers, the super group Be Real from Cypress Hill, Demrick, also known as Young Day, and Exhibit from Pimp My Ride. Yeah.
Oh.
They're called the Serial Killers, and this record is called Summer of Sam. Let's hear a little bit of what this sounds like for this week's new music.
Summer of Sam. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your boy Exhibit.
That's depressing. Okay. So there you go. That's your new music this week. Vincent, what is coming up in our last look at the news?
The man with the golden butt.
Oh, wow. After these. Where's Hooman?
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.